Hey guys, Randy Arias here. I'm excited today to share with you 5 tips that are going to help you to become a more confident person. All right, when I used to work for the gym industry, my job was to hire and teach people how to go out there and market, okay? Market meaning business to business or person to person. And the whole purpose of this was to get leads or people's names and numbers so that they could come back and check out the gym. Now, as you can imagine, that would take a lot of confidence from all of my employees to go out there and just talk to random people every single day, right? So I'm gonna be sharing with you the 5 tips that I shared with them or that I used to train them so that you can be a more confident person. And so the first one is, when in doubt, act, okay? So what that means is that you're always going to have that fear, okay, of rejection, or, you know, what if they say no, or, you know, all of those fears are gonna be there. That's not going to go away. The difference is you feel it, but then you still do it. And the cool thing is that the more you do it, the easier it gets. So how can you use that into your own life? Well, when in doubt, act. So if you're in a class and the teacher asks a question and you have the answer, but you're shy, so instead of starting to think about what could go wrong, just raise your hand. Okay, just literally, it takes action. Like, you literally have to push yourself to lift your arm and answer the question. Does that make sense? It's difficult to do. I know it is, but that's the first step. All right, once you start to break that habit of not raising your hand and not answering the question, it becomes easier, and the easier it gets, the more fluent you become at it, and then you become more confident, okay? Because when you stop yourself from doing something you want to do, that drops your confidence because you're already teaching your brain that you don't do something out of fear. Does that make sense? So by you raising your hand, you're breaking that. You're breaking that barrier. You're breaking that fear of, who cares who's watching me? You know what I mean? And so that is one of the things that you can start doing right now. And that's what I used to tell my guys. It's gonna get scary. It is what it is. Watch how I do it and go ahead and do it. Feel the fear, do it anyways. That's number one. Number two, guys, visualize success. Okay, this is huge. I remember when me and my buddy used to go out, and this was the buddy I talked about in another video, which was very shy, and I was taking him out to teach him how to talk to people and how to have fun in the nightclubs, right? And I remember us being in the car, and this is something that I do, and I know a lot of athletes do, okay? And basically what I do is I sit in the car right before I walk into the nightclub, right? And I put like one of my favorite songs. And then I literally just close my eyes and visualize myself having a great time. I visualize myself, in the moment, feeling the music. Everybody around me understands that I'm having fun, and so they're attracted to me. You know, women come to me because I'm loving what I'm doing. I am happy, and I don't care who's watching. And so when I'm visualizing this in the car, you almost get this feeling of, you know, that feeling of joy and happiness and excitement, like that chills. And so you're emotionalizing this feeling, and then you're visualizing what you're about to go do. And then you turn off the car and you walk in the club and you're already amped up for it. That's number two, guys. Visualization is huge. Now, how can you use that in your own life? Well, I don't know if you're going to do a speech. I don't know if you're going to go on a date. I don't know what it is that you're going to be doing, but visualize that happening and everything going perfect. You know, play some music in the background if you have to, just to get you in the mood or into that zone. But this step is huge, guys. Visualization. A lot of athletes do it. It's huge. Cannot go without it. Okay, guys. Number three, we're going to be killing the negative talk. Okay, now the way that you cannot conquer it, okay? The negative talk is going to be there, but what you can do is wrestle it, all right? So here's what I found works. Whenever you start to feel those negative thoughts come into your head, literally, you can either yell or you can think, stop, okay? When you say the word stop, you become present. So you stop that in your head. Does that make sense? Now you can either verbalize it or you can say it in your mind, but just say stop, no more. And then you start to then rationalize what it is that you're saying to yourself and ask yourself, is this true? Of course it's not. And so through rationalization, you're gonna be able to see that whatever it is that you're telling yourself is not real. It's just stuff that you've been telling yourself for so long, right? And so I want you to, once you say you stop, I want you to say something positive. You know, I am a winner. You know, this speech may be scary, but I'm going to conquer it because I've been practicing, all right? So you need to stop it, right? You know what, when that is going on, you're going to stop it. And then you're going to tell yourself something positive or a rationalization of why you are going to do well. All right, guys. So that's number three. Number four, repeat, repeat, repeat. So what do I mean? Well, guys, you already know that confidence is a skill, okay? And a skill is not something you're born with. A skill is something that you master through effort and time, okay? So, you know, you're probably good at something. I'm not sure what that is. Maybe video games. Maybe you're good at fixing cars, whatever. But if you realize why you're good at that, the reason is because you spend time doing it, right? So the more time you spend doing something, the better you become at it, which is a skill. And so what I'm trying to tell you is that you need to do all these things repeatedly. So if you want to get good at talking to people, you have to talk to people every chance you get, every single day. You're not going to get good with people sitting in your room playing video games. It's not going to happen. You know, it could be something as simple as talking to your family. Like, be social, talk. You know what I'm trying to say here? So it's all about repeating the process. You know, talk to random people. Say hello to everybody, because that is what's going to help you in any situation. Once you're used to talking to people randomly at anywhere, gas stations, libraries, class, doesn't matter, work, just that talking, that, you know, small talk and conversations and just the smallest thing, it doesn't matter, but it's that consistency. If every single day you're trying to get better at it, that's going to build your skill. And it only comes from repetition. All right. So that's number four. And number five, very important, praise your progress. Okay. Don't shoot to be perfect the first time you do it. All right. It's not going to happen. If you're not good at something, you're not going to be the best the first day. But if you do it day by day, you know, a couple of weeks, months, maybe a year later, you're going to be so good at it that it's going to be amazing. But the real key is to praise yourself when you do something well. Okay. So for example, if you're in a class and you're talking to someone, right, and you usually don't do that, once the conversation is over, tell yourself, you know, I'm proud of myself. I broke out of my shell. I came out, I talked to this person. I didn't die. You know, I'm not afraid. It didn't hurt. Nothing happened to me. I'm still here. You know, they don't think I'm stupid. You know, so tell yourself positive things after you do what it is that you're trying to accomplish. All right. Like when my guys used to come back with names and numbers and leads, I would praise them. I'd be like, man, you did a great job. You see how easy it is? You could do that tomorrow, can't you? You know? So that was my way of praising them so that, you know, they would continue to do the thing that they just did. And you could do that to yourself. All right. So that's number five, guys. It's very important for you to praise your progress. And above all, it's about repeating the same thing over and over. That is the way that we, you know, build our confidence, because it's through process, through the time, through the effort that you create the confidence that you really want. I hope this video serves you. You know, if you haven't subscribed yet, please do. And I will see you with the next video. Thank you.